13 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nucci with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And then it's time for the Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. Tonight's matchup, Elyria Catholic and Wellington. And that's followed by the Chris Holtman Show later on this evening at 7 o'clock. Later on this month, it's the Ignite the Night fundraiser for the Spark Theater for Youth. And every year we have Rachel Underizzi on with us here in studio to talk about this wonderful event. And she joins us again here today. Rachel, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You know, we were having a great time talking about the sunshine in Florida, comparing the coasts. And, you know, usually we look outside this time and it's snowing or it's 5 degrees out, but we're incredibly lucky today. The temperatures actually got into the high 50s, and I think it might have actually touched 60 at some point today. So it seems like in your recent trip to Florida, you brought some of that nice weather back.
Well, you're welcome. I hope that's true. It is beautiful out today.
See, I've been trying to pitch to people that I did the same thing when I came back from Arizona last week. I just lassoed the sun and brought it back up this direction, but not everybody buys it. You make a much more compelling argument than I do. But before we get into the Ignite the Night fundraiser, for those who maybe haven't heard us have you on the show before, tell us all about the Spark Theater for Youth program.
Great. Yeah, so Spark Theater, we're a nonprofit theater company based in Elyria, and we serve the youth of Lorain County and the surrounding counties occasionally with arts education. So our biggest program is our touring assemblies. So we do professional theater, and we take it out to elementary and middle schools throughout Northeast Ohio. And they're all educational assemblies that correspond right with the Ohio Department of Education state standards, but they're also really fun and a nice respite from the normal school day for kids.
Now, the fundraiser itself, Ignite the Night, this is the third year that you guys have thrown one of these fundraisers. So tell us what makes this fundraiser so great.
Yeah, so I think that this fundraiser is really a celebration of Lorain County Arts, and particularly Elyria. So I'm an Elyria native. I went to Elyria High School, and I know a lot of artists who also went to Elyria High School who are working around the country. And so this fundraiser was twofold. One, obviously, it's a fundraiser for Spark Theater, so that's our first goal. But our second goal was, I thought, hey, if we can get some of these people to come back for a night, share their talents with their hometown, and you know, mingle and celebrate each other and celebrate the arts, and then that's a bonus. So that's what we've been doing. So we bring back a couple of Elyria High School grads, Nicole Corris. So she's a singer and actor out of New York, and she works a lot on cruise ships. And so she comes back, and she's doing a lot of sort of Broadway style musical performances. We also have James Brassfield, who's an Elyria High School grad, who's a Cleveland stand-up comedian. So he's coming back for the second year. Really funny guy, and we're so lucky that they come back and share their talents for this event.
So there's entertainment, very clearly, as you just described. There's food, there's drinks. But in addition to all of that, too, you guys have workshops, and there are workshops for different age ranges as well.
Yeah, so because we're an arts education organization, it was a great opportunity for us to give some free workshops back. So at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 21st, leading up to our fundraiser, we have some free improv workshops for kids. So we have two groups, 6 to 10-year-olds, and then 11 and up. So they're both from 4 to 5, but they're in separate rooms if you're in the younger group or the older group. And then from 5 to 6, we have another free workshop that is musical theater. So for kids who are interested in singing, dancing, learning a little bit about music theater, they can come on down. And all of those workshops are free. You can find them on our website, sparktheaterforyouth.org. We just ask that you sign up ahead of time so we kind of get an idea of how many people to expect, make sure we can fit everybody. But they're completely free for everybody.
Now, it's a fundraiser, as you mentioned, and to explain the importance of the fundraiser that allows you guys to do so many special things that you do throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. So what exactly does the fundraiser allow you guys to do specifically?
Yeah, so this fundraiser allows us to take our assembly programs out to students. Last year, we served 5,400 kids about 96% of those were Lorain County kids. We had one show in Cuyahoga and one show in Summit, but everything else is right here in Lorain County. And so that's basically exactly what it funds. It helps us put those shows together, market those shows out to the teachers, make sure that they get the information that they need. And we have our show right now is Harriet Tubman and American Moses, so it's helping to send that out to schools for the next couple weeks. And then we have one more show coming up this year for young students called The Imaginators. And so that will go out in May. That's for pre-K to third grade, and that's really what this fundraiser goes to support those programs.
Rachel and Derizzi joining us here in studio at the Spark Youth Theater, telling us all about their programs and their Ignite the Night fundraiser coming up on March 21st. And this is in a brand new venue for you guys, too.
It is. We're really excited. We are at the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center, and that is located in downtown Elyria. So it's the old train station, and I think it was 2010 that they revamped it. Restored a lot of it and reopened it. And we are so excited to hopefully share that venue with a whole bunch of people who maybe haven't seen it since it's been reopened or ever.
So you guys have three separate programs through the academic year. One, mm-hmm. of course, went down in the fall. You've alluded to this second one that mm-hmm. actually started today, right? The one about Harriet Tubman.
Exactly.
Tell us all about this program.
Yeah, our first show was just this afternoon. So Harriet Tubman and American Moses is the name of the show, and it's a two-person play with music. It's not exactly a musical, but there are a lot of spirituals in it, and it basically tells the story of Harriet Tubman. So one character is Harriet, and the other character is a storyteller who helps her tell her story, and he plays all kinds of characters, from her master to her friend, some of the men and women on the Underground Railroad and other abolitionists, and he sort of takes on that role throughout the show. And it's a 60-minute assembly all about the life of Harriet Tubman. And we started today, and we're going for the next couple weeks.
And one of my favorite titles is The Imaginators. Now, mm-hmm. this seems really cool, and it affects a bit of a younger age range, right?
Right, right. So our Harriet Tubman show is really, we gear that for 4th to 8th grade. And then The Imaginators, that's for our pre-K to third graders. So that is real fun, high energy. It's about a brother and sister who moved to a new town. And, of course, the older sister is a little concerned about making new friends and fitting in. And her younger brother is just young enough, he doesn't really care about that yet. And they meet the new neighbor, who is just as fun and creative and imaginative as the little brother. And they make a really fun story together in the garage. And that's really the story of finding a sense of self and being okay with who you are and embracing your own creativity and imagination. That's the whole idea of The Imaginators.
So how do you guys pick out these programs as they pertain to different age ranges too? I mean, I think the Harriet Tubman one certainly makes sense for this time mm-hmm. of year. The Imaginators seems like it makes a lot of sense, especially for that age range. How does that process work when you guys pick out which programs you're going to travel with?
Yeah, so I've personally been working in arts education for about 15 years throughout the country with different companies. And so I've seen a lot of shows for young audiences. I'm always reading new plays for young audiences. And I try and find something that plays that have a little bit of magic in them, something magical that I think that is a story that really needs to be told and that will grab students' attention and kind of stick with them after our one-hour performance. So that's what the first thing I notice in reading a script. But then after that, I also read through the Ohio Department of Education state standards, the curriculums, and I try and find things that align with what they're learning. So, you know, The Imaginators does align a lot with social-emotional learning, which has been a big focus for a lot of teachers in last year and this year. And Harriet Tubman, right, with American history. And our show in the fall was the Odyssey experience. So a lot of the Ohio students are actually reading the Odyssey, Homer's Odyssey. And that's so it's sort of twofold, something I like, but also something they'll like.
It sounds like you try to make these shows not only, like you said, you try to find something magical and special about them, and of course they're educational, but it sounds like you guys try to make them relatable too, so that kids aren't just sitting there kind of cluelessly wondering and taking things in. They they can relate certain things to their own life and really make it applicable that way.
Absolutely. I think that's so important. And in a couple of ways, one that that they can connect to it and feel like this is something that pertains to them, but that also we try really hard to choose students or stories and characters that represent them, that we have a good group of diverse actors and people that they can see themselves in, because I think that's really important too, especially for young students.
What originally got you into this? And I'm not sure if I've asked you this the last couple of times we've had you on, but I mean, a lot of what happens in our business is applicable to what happens in yours as well. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot about being on the air and being on stage, a lot of it's about confidence. And I feel like that's something that can be taught. Is that part of what you guys do when you interact with the kids?
Absolutely. I'm a big believer that the arts can teach confidence, poise, and, you know, self-awareness and self-empowerment. That's sort of part of where our name comes from. We strive to, empower kids to, we spark them to create their own stories on stage and off. So we're not necessarily out there trying to train new artists and performers all the time, but we are trying to make a little stronger human beings and people who can learn empathy and confidence, like you said. And that's how I got into the arts personally as a child, was I was very, very shy, and I was taking drama classes, or my mother signed me up for drama classes to build some confidence and some speaking skills, and I ended up loving it and sticking with it. But I think there's a lot of great things to be learned from everybody in the arts.
Do you enjoy performing more or actually instructing more? Because you've seen both sides of this now.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a question I get a lot, and it's really hard to say. When I was younger, I was primarily performing, and I still perform quite a bit throughout the year. But I really, really enjoy producing and directing and being a part of bringing this story to other people. So really, any way that I can help to tell that story, I'm very happy with both sides of it.
So how often do you perform these days?
I have been doing about 3 to 4 shows a year.
Wow.
As an actor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and that, see, people might hear that and say, oh, 3 or 4. I don't think people realize like how much work actually mm-hmm. goes into a production. I mean, there are so many I can think of that we've had on in the past. And, you know, a lot of times people will come on to promote an event that comes up in July, but they'll come on in like February to start
right.
promoting that. Because like they say, look, we need people to audition for a month. Mm-hmm. And then you find out where everybody kind of fits into that puzzle. And then you meet maybe a couple times a week and everybody finally gets on the same page with your choreographing moves, things mm-hmm. like that. Like, they're just, it's fascinating to me, like how many different layers there are to that.
Yeah, and I mean, it really depends. In professional theater, just the shows I'm talking about I did last year, one of those shows I ran for 4 months. We have shows every day for 4 months. So doing 4 a year is a lot. I mean, this is what I do full time is theater between Spark Theater Company. And then I do work regionally and we'll go on smaller other contracts and do a show and come back and do a show and come back. It's an interesting world.
What would you say was the most interesting role that you've ever played?
Oh, that's hard. Well, I will say one of my favorites would be playing Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream, because I didn't really get to be a human and not really male, not really female, just sort of this really fun, sprightly energy, and it's one of my favorite plays too. So.
Okay, nice. Interesting. I don't think we had really scratched that surface the last couple of times we had you on. But no, I thought that was really interesting because I knew that you had gotten into some other performances. I didn't realize you were doing 3 or 4 shows a year. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that as an actor. And then I also direct, so I'll go out and direct a show. I work a lot in Atlanta and in Florida. So I might be gone for a couple of weeks to direct a show and then come on back. And we're working with Spark here.
Very nice. Now, and part of what you guys end up instructing the kids to is not necessarily just performing. I think you guys also teach a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, too, don't you?
Yeah, and we're trying to do a little bit more of that. So we've been offering classes for Elyria residents in the fall at South Rec in Elyria, and that is funded through the Community Development Block Grant Funds. And so those have been really popular, and thus far it's been about the performing side of things. But as we have a larger student base, I one of our goals is to expand and be able to offer some behind the scenes tech experience and classes in that way. We haven't yet, but that is in my plans.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, again, the Ignite the Night fundraiser is coming up on March 21st. That's 6 to 8:30 or 6 to 9?
6 to 9.
Okay. Well, that comes up here pretty quickly. That is next about, what, a week and a half away.
So that's true.
It'll sneak up on us very quickly. For our listeners out there who are wondering where they can go to get some more information on the fundraiser, where can they go to get that?
They can go to sparktheaterforyouth.org, and that is theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E and the number 4, youth. So sparktheaterforyouth.org.
All right. Simple enough. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming in. We always enjoy having you here in studio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you both.
Thank you, Rachel. Again, that's